living in. I want to read out of Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. God dealing with my heart. Started yesterday, but made it clear to me this morning. Amen. Praying this morning, God just simply began to speak this scripture to my mind. And in particular, three words out of this scripture. Amen. Dealing with, amen, I think something that is very important. Amen. I think that it is something that we should aim for. Amen. I believe it's something that God is seeking to do so much in His church today. Amen. For just a little while this morning, on the thought for the joy. For the joy. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 2, the Word of God. Amen. Is a glorious chapter in chapter 12 of Hebrews. But the second verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Would you pray with me this morning? Sir, I thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your Word, God that ever liveth. Oh, that is alive, sir. For You said the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. May God, Your Word, God, bring forth, God, truth and light in our hearts. God, may it make us, God, that which You would have us to be. May we be subject to the will and the purpose of God. May we speak as the oracle of Thee, and for the joy that is set before us, may we likewise follow in the same principle and bring about the joy of the Lord and Your joy, that our joy then may be full, and that Your joy may be manifest unto men, and that men may find that joy themselves. Likewise, following in the same pattern, bring forth the will and the purpose of God. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. For a little while this morning on For the Joy, God spoke to my heart this morning, amen, in prayer, and said the words for the joy that was set before Him. Amen. And Brother Joel is going to, amen, I believe that not only Christ, but every person that is a child of God, amen, God's, amen, throughout our life will set joy before us. Amen. I'm going to say that again. God will set joy before us. Amen. Now, sometimes that joy, amen, may be hard to see. It may become obscure. Amen. But nevertheless, we got to, by the spiritual sight that God will give us, we got to see beyond, amen, the surface. Amen. We got to see beyond the trials. Amen. We got to see beyond a lot of things that the enemy will try to hide and cloak what God is doing from us. Amen. But God said, we are not the children of the night, but we are the children of the day. We walk in the light. Amen. Therefore, we ought to walk with the revelation. Amen. You know, we have a tendency as human beings to be pessimistic. Amen. Very easy to fall into that pessimistic trap. Amen. The glass is half empty rather than half full. Amen. We see the bad side of everything if we're not careful. And what does that mean, Brother Joe? That a lot of times when God is setting joy before us, we fail to see what God is doing. Amen. We think it's another trial, another mountain. Amen. Another hill. Amen. Or something else. Amen. To make our life, amen, less than comfortable. Come on with Brother Joe. I want a little news for you. God's not worried about our comfort. Amen. God's not concerned about our happiness. Amen. So much as He is our holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. The world is after happiness by any means, whatever they can attain it. Amen. They're pursuing it by out of a bottle, out of a pill. Amen. Or other things that they pursue. Amen. Money, whatever else it can be. Power. Amen. Wealth, prestige. Amen. All of those things. Amen. But yet, there is a joy. Amen. That God can give us, that nobody can take from us. Amen. And there is something that we must learn. Amen. To fall into the place where that joy actually can become a part of us, and where we can give God opportunity, amen, to perform that joy in us. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I want us to see here. Let's look at what the verse of Scripture said. We preach things in the context of the Scripture. Amen. Not extra context, outside the context. Amen. But within the context, not a pretext. Amen. If you take Scripture and you depart from it, you just are preaching a pretext. You pretend that you're dealing with something that you're not. Amen. So we look at this verse of Scripture. Amen. We know that what Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. For seeing we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Amen. Come on. And then the second verse we move into said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And who he said, who for the joy that was set before him. Amen. Then we must ask the question, amen, what was the joy that was set before Christ? What was the joy that was set before Jesus? It was the will of the Father. Amen. That's a long list of things that you can subdivide that into. Amen. You can divide it into healing. You can divide it into deliverance of mankind. You can divide it into a lot of things. Yet, it was the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It's giving God a place to work in the earth. Amen. Throughout the years, I read quite a bit. Amen. And E.M. Bounds is writing on prayer. Amen. The possibilities of prayer. Amen. And if you read far enough in Brother Bounds' work, amen, prayer is the thing, amen, or the key that unlocks, amen, the hands of God in the earth. There are some other things that must be considered in that. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Amen. If we give God opportunity. Over in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, God said these words through the prophet, I will work. Who shall let it? That word let there, amen, is not a signification of somebody hindering God in the sense that they can just overcome God, but it is in the sense of subjection unto God. Amen. What do you mean by that? Giving God an opportunity to work in the earth. Amen. God's dealt with me in the last few weeks about that same thing. Amen. If we will obey God, walk with God, and do what God says, then we will give God an opportunity. Amen. And when God is given opportunity, amen, to work in the earth, supernatural things will happen. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I don't believe it's God's will for things to remain as they are. Amen. I can tell you, I believe God's got a will to work. Amen. But He's not going to work through people, amen, who are selfish, amen, who are belligerent, amen, who are filled with all kind of things that are hindered. All of these things hinder the work of God. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. Here, I'm telling you, Christ gives us that glorious example. Amen. He said, who for the joy that is set before Him. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Christ didn't come, amen, unwillingly. He came willingly. Jesus came and gave Himself willingly. He said, no man taketh my life from me. Amen. He said, for the Father has given me the power to lay it down. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, I willingly, amen, submit myself. Amen. Look here. Why is He doing it, Brother Joe? He's looked beyond, amen, the suffering. He's looked beyond all the pain and all the striving. Amen. And He's seen that something glorious in the will of God. Amen. My, you know, it's always easy. Amen. With afterthought to look back. Amen. But what about before? Amen. Somebody said years ago preaching. Amen. Maybe from this pulpit. Amen. That Miriam and Aaron and all of those folks broke out the tambourines on the other side. Amen. Of the Red Sea and began to have service and to shout. Amen. Maybe they should have broke the tambourines out. Amen. On the other side. Hello. He's the same God. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Lack of vision a lot of times obscures us. Amen. From the joy that God has got for us. Amen. Let me look beyond this veil of tears. Amen. Let me see. Amen. Christ. What can God do if I give Him an opportunity? Amen. If I'll simply open the door where He's knocking at. Amen. And let Him come in. What can God perform? Amen. My. Amen. The Holy Ghost made it real to me. Amen. Jesus here said, for the joy that was set before Him, what did He do? He endured the cross. Amen. That word endure, amen, almost always means, amen, not being diminished. Amen. Simply, He went through that cross. He became sin for us, but He was never sinful. Amen. Come on. I said, He became sin for us. Amen. Likewise, you and I, except that we come by that cross, amen, by that same Spirit of Christ, amen, we give God no place to work in the earth. I'm going to say it again. Except we come by that same, amen, Spirit. Amen. I lay down my life. Lord, You laid Yours down. Amen. Whatever that You want to do. Amen. Whatever the cost may be, sir. Amen. But to have Your will. Amen. Lord, I'm willing. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I feel like having church this morning. Amen. It don't matter what the price is. Amen. It's worth it. Come on with me. Amen. I said it's worth it. Amen. To have, amen, the power of God and the will of God. Amen. Jesus, our supreme example, has showed us, amen, glory to God, what we ought to do. All I got to do is follow Christ. Amen. If I'll do what He done, then God will do what He done. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. God's never done anything complex. He's done things simple, amen, and direct and to the point. Amen to God. The pattern of the Word of God is not complex. It's simple and straightforward. Amen. I mentioned this morning the second chapter, amen, of the book, Born After Midnight. Amen. The inward witness. Amen. I want to tell you something. The whole, amen, blessing of God is resolved down to one thing. Christ in you. Amen. The hope of glory. Amen. What I want to say it again. Christ in you. Amen. And me. The hope of glory. If He's allowed to live. If He's allowed to work. Amen. I can tell you something. He hasn't changed. Amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. What He's done, He'll do. Amen. If you and I, amen, will simply, amen, take up our cross. Hello? Brother Joe, you major on that cross. I can tell you, get away from the cross, you can't have anything God's got. Amen. If you move from the cross, the Apostle Paul, amen, writing to the church at Galatia, amen, says these words, "If I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ." He ain't talking about two pieces of wood. He's talking about that identity with Christ where we have died with Him from the foundation of the world. When I come to that altar, amen, for salvation, I come to identify, I come to repent before God, amen, and I come to say, Lord, amen, not my will, but Thine be done, amen. And come on with Brother Joe, and in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of that, amen, is to be revealed, amen. He gives us that power, amen, to walk in that crucified life, amen. Come on with me, to walk in that life that is subjected unto God, amen. Surrendered to Him. No, Father, it's not my will. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth, how you doing? Oh, it's not. Wigglesmith don't have no right to ask Smith how he's a doing. Amen. What Brother Smith saying then? I'm subjected to God. I belong to Him. Amen. How I feel. Amen. Whatever about that makes no difference. That ain't got anything to do, amen, with what God's going to do. Hallelujah. Come on. Now, you know, a lot of times in this, if we're not careful, amen, we make it all about us rather than all about God. Hello? Come on. I think that's a grave problem with professing Christianity today. Amen. It's me, me, my. What can I get out of this? Amen. Come on. Amen. What can God do in this situation is a much better, amen, pattern. That's what the Word of God, is trying to emphasize. Jesus. Amen. Come on. The supreme example. He's the path that we are to follow. Amen. And believe you me, if He lives in you and I, He has not changed His modus operandi. He will work the same as He worked, amen, in years past and in times past. If I'll give Him my heart, my whole life, amen, to God, He will function in you and I. Amen. That mind, amen, of Christ that believes the Father, amen, and brings about the Word of God, amen, into reality will function in you and I. Whoo! Well, glory. I feel like having church. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can tell you the world's in desperate need of a functioning church. of functional Christianity. Amen. What you mean Christianity that works like this book says? Amen. What hinders that, Brother Joe? Anything other than Christ reigning supreme will hinder that work. Amen. That's why we see the first thing, the cross. He endured the cross. Amen. That cross, He didn't suffer with a bad attitude. Amen. He didn't suffer unwillingly. Amen. But He willingly laid down His life. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you the Word of God says God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. If I don't give to God willingly because I love Him, amen, I can tell you God can't do anything but what I'm trying to give Him because I hadn't really given it to Him. Amen. But if I really give Him my life, it don't matter what the road looks like. It don't matter if amen, if it's stony and rough. It don't matter if it's going up the rough side of the mountain. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you it's the will of God. Whatsoever that is the will of God. Amen. It's my joy. It brings glory and honor to God. Then I'm in for it. Hello. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you. The joy that was set before Him, amen, is a vast array of... listen, in John alone, the Word of God said there's not enough books in the world to contain what He done. Come on. Just Jesus in the person, in bodily form. Amen. Christ in bodily form is Jesus. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Christ lives in you and I. Amen. By the Spirit of God. Amen. The word Christ means the anointed one. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Come on. He is Christ. Amen. God's anointed one lives in you and I. That's that new creature. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. It will allow that new creature, that anointed one, to live in you and I. He bears, amen, all the characteristics of Jesus. He is, amen, glory to God, the Son of the living God made manifest in you and I. It will allow Him to live. He functions as He's always functioned. He works like He's always worked. Amen. Well, glory. I got to get somewhere in a minute. Amen. In Nehemiah 8 and 10. Amen. If you read the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, amen, they begin to get ready to set the priesthood in order. They're fixing to set the house of God in array. They've been working on the walls. Amen. God's been a blessing. Nehemiah's setting the house of God in order. I want to tell you, when Brother Nehemiah gets through, amen, he's got things lined up like God's intended. Come on with Brother Joe. No, it didn't make everybody happy. Amen. And it never will make everybody happy. I'll assure you, amen, God's will is not going to make everybody happy. But thank God, as long as God's pleased, that's what matters. Hallelujah. Listen, well, if you please me, and then, amen, you ain't going to do that very long. Amen. Before somebody is dissatisfied with you. Amen. Folks who try to please men all the time got little round padded rooms down yonder about Chattahoochee. Amen. Don't believe it. Take a look at our president. I want to tell you, if he gave everybody, amen, huge lumps of gold, I think it's about 90, at least 50% of them would bust and gripe and bellyache about it. Hello? Come on, you can't please everybody. Jesus, a perfect man, amen, but He didn't please everybody. Amen. The Apostle Paul said these words, if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Amen. My, I'm telling you, what's he saying? I ain't trying to please men. I'm doing my best. One thing I'm doing, I'm trying to please God. Amen. Apologize for my raspy voice this morning. My sinuses are having fun. Amen. Whether I am, amen, with them or not. Amen. But God's still real. Amen. His joy, Jesus' joy, was the will of the Father. Amen. What was that, Brother Joe? The salvation of man. Amen. Man's deliverance. Amen. Man's healing. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's work in man encompasses a great many things. Amen. Listen, God's got an interest in every part of us. Amen. Why do you believe that, Brother Joe? Read the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. He said, your Father knows what you have need of. Amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto you. Amen to God. So God's given us some priorities. Amen. There's where the joy is at. Hello. Amen. I said, there's where the joy comes in. Amen. If I'll make God's will, amen, and God's purpose, amen, number one. Amen. I'm telling you, read the Old Testament. God hadn't changed. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. If you walk in these my commandments and my statutes and do them, it shall be, amen, that the blessings shall overtake you in the way. Woo! God said, I'll make you the head, not the tail. Amen to God. Hallelujah. But if you go the other route, amen, then you're going to be the tail and not the head. Instead of blessings overtaking you, you're going to wind up with briars and brambles. Amen. I think I like the blessings. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pursue this joy. Amen. What did it take to fulfill that joy? Something had to be done. Amen. Now, we know that with Christ, amen, the cross don't represent, amen, Him overcoming sin. He's never been subject to sin. He's never been simple, no guile's found in His mouth. He's perfect. Amen. The cross, amen, in His stead, amen, in His part, amen, He had to die. Amen. He had to take that cross up. Come on with Brother Joe. Why? So that you and I, amen, could have the ability through Him. That plan had to be made. God's plan of salvation, amen, had to be brought into fruition. If Jesus don't do that, you and I can't do anything. We're hopeless and in despair. But because He went to that cross, and because He raised Him on the third day, amen, because He lives, amen, I live also. Hallelujah. And that don't mean the natural life. Amen. That work, amen, is celebrated in what we call water baptism. It signifies, amen, that man dies out in that old life. Amen. That old man's put on a cross. Amen. That new man after Christ that come from heaven, amen, arises in that newness of life. My, that's what that going down in that water and coming up again means. I've been changed. I've been resurrected in the newness of life. My life not going to resemble that old life. Hello? If my life resembles that old life, it's the same one. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That old life, amen, was carnal, fleshly, amen, dead. Amen. That new life, amen, is spiritual. Amen. It's alive in Christ. Amen to God. Oh, amen. It bears, amen, resemblance unto Christ. Amen to God. For that new creature loves what God loves, hates what God hates. Come on. You know, we've come in our country to what Brother Joel calls hate crimes. Well, man, everybody calls them hate crimes, but it's thought crimes. How you think now, amen, can be relegated against you. If you, amen, think that certain things are wicked and evil, amen, the world says we got a right to prosecute you. Come on. Believe me, we're getting a lot more closer to that than what you think. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter, amen, how many laws that men pass. It doesn't matter how many judges sit on earthly, amen, earthly, amen, judge thrones and pass judgment and try to tamper with laws. Amen. What God says is wrong is still wrong. Amen. Man can't change that. There ain't a judge on the Supreme Court that can change what God says is wrong. Amen. So what does that mean, Brother Joe? That means that I'm going to agree with God. Amen. Listen, come on with Brother Joe. If the church, amen, ceases to agree with God, there ain't nobody going to be saved. Let me say it again. If the church quits agreeing with God, salvation is out the window. Amen. Come on. Salvation works by what method, Brother Joe? Amen. It works by the law condemning sin. Hello? If you and I depart from the law of God and embrace the law of man where no sin is condemned, there will be no repentance of sin and no salvation. I bothers Brother Joe immensely that these churches that want to turn around and embrace all kind of sinful living, amen, they just close the door on God doing anything. Hello? Oh, we're going to make friends with the world. Amen. Yeah, and you're going to have to feed their hogs too. Hello? Amen. You're going to have to eat their slop. Come on, Brother Joe, I ain't into that business. Amen. I can tell you, I'd rather have what God's got for me in righteousness than all of what this world's got. Amen. Because there's coming a time, amen, I'm telling you, when God's going to separate that business and God's going to put His seal of judgment, and ain't no judge going to second guess it. There won't be no appeals. There won't be no Supreme Court of men. Amen. Because the Supreme Judge of all. And by the way, let me introduce you. His name is Jesus. He's going to make a final ruling. He's already made it, matter of fact. And He ain't going to change it. Isn't it amazing how men think that they can tamper with what God's, amen, the God that's made the heavens and the earth, and man going to sit on some little measly judge, amen, bench somewhere and think that he can change the God of heaven? Brother Joe said, yeah, people are getting mad at you talking about that. I said, all right, maybe somebody needs to stand up. Amen. So they begin to come to a little realization. Amen. God starts to cut your wind off, sir. You breathe your life. He may put you on a machine, but you're still dead. Hello? Come on. I thank God. Amen. Day by day. I was doing some stuff yesterday, and I stopped and said, Lord, I thank you. Amen. There was a time, amen, last year for a little while, I didn't know what I was going to be able to do after that. Hello? I said, I thank you, Lord, that I'm still able to do some things. Amen. That I didn't know I was going to be able to do. Come on. I said, now, Lord, all the glory belongs to you. Amen. Because old Joe's such a wonderful fella. Amen. Because God's such a merciful and gracious God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You see, he's the air that I breathe. Amen. He's the strength of our life. Amen to God. Hallelujah. He's everything. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if we'll give Him a place, God will produce joy in that place. Come on. I said, God will produce joy. Amen. I can tell you something. Amen. Old Philip, when everybody else is having, amen, pity parties, and everybody else is a griping and cause persecution, amen, and God gets a hold of old Philip and says, amen, why don't you go on down there to Samaria? Amen. And why don't you preach the gospel to them folks? Whoa! Amen. I mean, even the apostles is up there. They ain't went nowhere. Come on, I'm telling you, sometimes God has to find Him somebody, somewhere, don't matter who they are or where they are. Amen. That'll move on out. Come on, with Brother Joe. Got down there in Samaria, got to preaching. Amen. I want to tell you the Word of God. What happened? Amen. He got to preaching Jesus. People got, what was he preaching, Brother Joe? He wasn't preaching everybody's all right. He's preaching everybody needs to be saved. Amen. He's preaching people need to be delivered. Amen. And I know somebody, amen, that if you'll call on Him, amen, He'll come. If you'll give Him an opportunity, amen, He'll come to your life. Amen. He won't leave you like He found you. Woo! Yeah. Glory. Ooh. Ooh. Prove me, Lord. I say unto thee, prove me, my child, prove me. Thus saith the Lord, if I will not do what I said that I would do. I say unto thee that I am God, and I change not. Yea, I am not a man that I should lie, nor son of man that I should repent. My word is truth and verity. And to them that will obey me in love, and behold, obey me in truth, I will perform my word. I will, if given opportunity, set forth my hand and my spirit, saith the Lord, and I will bring forth joy in the midst of tribulation, saith the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Listen, amen, the Word of God says they got to believe in the Word of God, got to obey in the Word of God. That just gives God all kinds of opportunities. Amen. And what happened? Great joy, amen, was in the city. My, it didn't say just joy. It said great joy. Amen, sprung up. I want to tell you something. Where God's given a chance, amen, He'll make joy bloom in the middle of the harshest desert. Amen. In the middle of a winter, amen, cold, dark, and damp. Amen. God can cause joy's flowers to bloom. It don't matter what men have said. It don't matter what the government has said. It don't matter what the doctors have said. Amen. Just give God a chance. And God knows how to make the desert bloom like a rose. Ooh. Amen. It took something Jesus had to go to that cross. And by the way, likewise, amen, but for a different reason, we have to go, amen, in like manner, take up our cross and follow Him. Our reason is, if we don't take up that cross, that life of God can have no part in us. Hello? Jesus going to that cross brought about the availability of that life of God. Amen. Where, amen, we could attain that experience. Come on, Brother Joe. Woo! My, you talk about, amen, my, I heard when Philip comes and he goes and he tells Nathaniel. And when he goes and brings him to Jesus, and Jesus sees Nathanael coming a great way off, and he says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile." Amen. The word guile simply means no trickery, no deceit. He's an honest, truthful person. Amen. He's sincere. Amen. And old Nathanael said, "From whence knowest thou me?" He said, "I saw thee before Philip ever came. Why, you're sitting under that fig tree. I seen you." God. I've known you a long time, Nathanael. Knows you before you was born, son. Amen. And old Nathanael fell on his face and said, "Thou art the Christ." Amen. My. Amen. Glory to God. Thou art the Messiah. Amen. And Jesus said, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, thou believest thou me? Behold." Amen. "Because you've done this, amen, thou shalt see greater things than this. Afterward, thou shalt see the heavens open and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Amen. "Because you believe, Nathanael. Amen. You're sincere. You're going to have an open heaven, and heaven's going to go up. Your worst prayers are coming up, and God's answers are coming down." Hallelujah. Ooh, Brother Joe ain't preaching, amen, TVN, gossip, and garbage. Amen. I can tell you, everything preached on those things, amen, are preached out of the precept of lust and greed. You hear me? God does not honor greed and lust. Selfishness. All those things are, amen, the epitome of what God despises. Amen. Man, amen, and runs around embracing his own self-worth. Amen. He's separating himself from God. Amen. I can tell you, man, God, if a man was, what did he say? Humble himself. Amen. Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. He can be my disciple. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I'm going to have to hurry. Amen. Noah's joy. He built an ark. You know, isn't it wonderful? You see, the Word of God says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." You see, there's Jesus. I said, there's Jesus. You can't get away from Jesus no matter where you are in that Bible. He's there. Amen. There is no grace without Christ, without Jesus. You can't find, there is no grace. Amen. He found grace. Amen. God's going to help him. Amen. What's he going to do? Amen. There's a joy set before Brother Noah. Amen. Everybody else, amen, that won't get on that ark, they're going to die. Hello? And they're a type and a shadow, amen, of those who will not accept Christ. Amen. Who are going to face an eternal death. Amen. What is called in the book of Revelation, the second death. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. But Brother Noah had been given some grace. By the way, the grace of God, the Word of God says, in the book of Titus, hath appeared unto all men. Come on, teaching us. God. Oh, you mean this? Grace has got a message for us to learn. Amen. Teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should what? Amen. Live righteous, soberly righteous. Amen. Before this God, looking for what? Amen. The great coming of our great God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My. Oh, so what? Grace teaches something. What does it teach, Brother Joe? It teaches submission and obedience and repentance. Amen. Nowadays, amen, people believe that they can be a Christian without obeying God. Something's wrong. Amen. I don't just go there and go through a few little words and sway God, make God believe something I don't believe. Come on, Brother Joe. This liturgy business of repeat after me, Brother Joe, he never had any use for that. I mean, you can tell anybody can repeat a few lines and a few words. If they ain't meant that from their heart and they ain't really repented, amen, it ain't got no higher than that ceiling of the nearest ear. Hello? And it certainly has not got to God's. Amen. The only thing God listens at is that which is coming out of a true heart, amen, and true repentance. By the way, let Brother Joe just explain something right there. Amen. I believe that we have to have a vocal testimony of our Christianity. Amen. He said, "Your brother, amen. We proclaim Him. Amen." But I'm telling you, when in repentance before God, sometimes brokenness, there's no words. But believe you me, there's a lot of words. There's a lot of things that are being heard in heaven. Had an old man at the church that when I pastored at Munson, I'd worked on that old man. He's up in age. I'd visited him time and time again. He'd never come to church. Amen. Finally, I had a revival. Brother Tony McCullough went down and he told me he'd come one night. I said, "All right, I'll be looking for you." That first night he came, I mean, God got a hold of him. I knew God was after him. He'd break down and cry, but he wouldn't get any further. Amen. But I'm telling you, God got a hold of that old man. Amen. He's weeping. Amen. Tears are flowing down his face. Amen. Oh, he's pouring his soul out. Somebody's trying to lead him all of a sudden into sinner's prayer. Said, "Leave him alone." Amen. Heaven's full of his repentance. Don't bother him. He's met every condition. Amen. For salvation. Come on with Brother Joe. I can speak of words, all kind of words. All that I want to speak, if my heart is not broken in repentance, it don't mean a thing. Whoo! Brother Joe, how'd you get there? Don't know, but we did. Amen. Come on. Listen. Audibles. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh upon the heart. Behold, I see beyond the facial. I see beyond the external, saith the Lord. And I look all the way in, and I try the reins and the heart of man. Therefore, saith the Lord, I know when truth is in repentance, and when real repentance is manifesting itself. And behold, I say unto thee, as my word hath declared, a broken heart and a contrite spirit I will in no wise cast out, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Thank God for real repentance. Amen. Listen, that same sincerity that starts that experience must continue through that experience, or we hamper, amen, the growth and the pattern of our life in Christ. Just as I must be sincere when I repent, I must be sincere when I walk with God in my Christian walk. Amen. Listen, everybody, I don't know anybody that don't want God to be sincere with them. Hello? Amen. In the sense that, amen, that God really cares about them. Amen. Then how much more should, amen, we be sincere with God? Amen. Our actions will explain, amen, where our priorities are. Amen. If I'm always about doing my thing and I'm never about the will of God and taking care of the business and the work of God, then something is wrong with me. Amen. I can say I'm concerned about souls all I want to. If I won't pray for them and I won't do anything else that I think I can do by the help and the grace of God to reach them, then something is wrong with me. Amen. Every opportunity that we have, no matter what it is, witnessing, amen, whatever it comes down the line, if we really concern, then our actions will speak to that concern. Amen. Let me hurry. Noah shows us this. Amen. When he built that ark, amen, his joy is that his family, come on, Brother Joe, his family, my, you know, yes, sir, that his family is going to be rescued. Hello? He built an ark, the Word of God. We read over in the book of Hebrews that Noah built an ark to the saving of his household whereby he condemned the world. Hello? For his joy. Amen. It's not only his joy, it is the will of God. Amen. God give him grace for it. Amen. God give him opportunity. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. When God gives us opportunity, amen, and grace, then we need to go ahead and follow through, amen, and obey God and let the grace of God and the power of God and the Spirit of God go to work. If we're not careful, when we run into opportunity, sometimes it looks like 10 miles of bad road. And what we do? We're going to find the easy way around that business. We're going to find us a path of less resistance.
when all the while God has put something in front of us that says there's joy there. Hello? Brother, think of his name in a minute. Brother William Booth, the motto of the Salvation Army, and it has been in my mind many. I love the book so good, I lost it. I finally found me a hardback copy that I bought and put up called The General Next to God. People may not think a whole lot of the Salvation Army today, but I can tell you something. If you read and look at the life of a man named William Booth, you see a man that is dedicated to God's joy. And you see out of that life, miracle upon miracle upon miracle. Amen. Oh, not so much miracles of healing, but it was miracles of deliverance and miracles of salvation. Some of the greatest preachers that ever graced a pulpit was born again on the streets and in the little places of ministry that William Booth set up throughout, I believe, some four continents that the Salvation Army went to in less than, I believe, 60 years. Amen. The Salvation Army has moved to more than four continents. Amen. God's blessed it. Amen. What was his motto, Brother Joe? We go after them, and we go after the worst. We don't hunt the best man in town. Amen. We go after what the people in town say is a lost cause. Kind of follows Christ's pattern, does it not? Jesus went over that Sea of Gennesaret into the land of the Gadarenes. And when he has stepped ashore on the land of the Gadarenes, there come a man running out of them tombs that they call Legion. And then, amen, I don't know what the people called him there. They called him probably a lot of names. Amen. Because everybody was afraid of him. Nobody knew what to do with him. Everybody said, there ain't no hope for that man. They couldn't bind him. He'd break the chains. He cut himself and slipped in the tombs. Amen. I'm telling you, he was in a mess. Amen. Jesus set his foot on the shores of the Sea of Gennesaret. Amen. And down comes this man, and the demons cry out of him, "Why have you come to torment us before our time?" Woo! What you saying, Brother Joe? Jesus has some joy set in front of him. Hello? Brother David Talbert preached a message. Amen. Right here. Amen. My. Doing the will of God where God's put you at. Hello? Amen. Right here in this pulpit. Amen. Come on. Here's that man come down. John, I'm telling you. He said, don't cast us out in the deep. Let us go in that herd of swine up there on the hill. I was preaching in a small church many years ago, made a mistake and said that. Amen. That bunch of sheep. I said, sometimes I ain't been wrong. Amen. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. But he went out, and all Jesus said was one word. Go. That's all it took. Amen. Them old palms. Amen. They didn't want that devils. Amen. They run down. Amen. Off the cliff, jumped into the sea. I've heard preachers come up with some strange message titles, and then the devil can't swim, and all this other kind of stuff. That wasn't the object of it all. The object is sometimes hogs. Amen. And God better. Amen. Morals than human beings. Come on. Animal. I'm telling you, man has made himself lower than the animal kingdom. Hello? Don't believe it? Look around you and look at what folks are doing. You tell me it's not worse. Amen. I mean, too many animals that I know of, the mother forsake their young, do terrible things to them. No, they offend them. Amen. Look at what humanity does today. Tell me we hadn't sunk into the depths. Amen. But here, what was the essence of the joke? Amen. Hey, something. My, that old boy. Amen. I'm telling you, God delivered him. He said, I want to go with you. Amen. I'm going to tell you, no, Jesus said, no, you don't go with me. You stay here. But you know something? When Jesus come back, amen, to that place, he didn't find the same kind of folks. Amen. He found a different place when he returned. What do you mean? For the joy that was set before him. I want to tell you something. If you and I, amen, will obey God, it may look like it's totally impossible. It may look like it's, amen, it's going to be a grind of all grinds. It may look like it's going to be the, amen, horriblest road you've ever walked on. Amen. But if God's led you there, amen, you walk on. Shout out, for the joy. Amen. Come on. If it looks easy, amen, I want to tell you something. It don't have to be in the easy stuff. It's the hard stuff. Amen. For the most part, that God's got to work. Come on, with Brother Joe. God's given us the easy part. His part's the hard part. If we think that we can, amen, do it, then we probably mixed up about what God needs to do. Hello? I'm going to have to hurry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you will obey me, saith the Lord, and behold, look not at what the natural eye sees, but behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Be led of my spirit, walk in my spirit, then behold, I say unto thee, for the joy that is set before thee, you can walk, saith the Lord. If you will be willing to take up your cross and follow me, then behold, I will stretch forth my hand, and I will move by my spirit, saith the Lord, and I will accomplish what man says cannot be done, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Opportunity awaits every day, and I'm fixing to close. Amen. For the joy. For the joy. Amen. Joy. Amen. Jesus said, hitherto you've asked nothing of me. Ask that your joy may be full. You see, I haven't got time to preach it all this morning. But listen. Amen. If we're going to have that joy, there's going to have to be some prayer. There's going to be some fasting. You know why? Amen. Not to convince God to do those things. God's will do those things all along. Amen. The prayer and the fasting is going to have to be so they get where I can see the joy. And get where I can have the spiritual mentality. Amen. And integrity to take up the cross and just follow on with God. No matter what it looks like, no matter how rough the road, the joy sits there and waits. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you because when you saw that joy that was set before you, you didn't call the Father to send 12 legions of angels, but that you, God, with joy, and you took up that cross, despising the shame, but you endured. You enabled mankind then to have an experience with you whereby we may likewise walk with you and your ability in us, bringing about the will of God and the joy of the Lord in the earth. Delivering mankind, breaking chains, causing men, women, boys, and girls to have a life that is different because of the power of God. Sir, may you be glorified of the truth, and may your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. For the joy. Hallelujah.